Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Candidates for two U.S. House districts in Georgia weighed in on Georgia's behind-schedule, over-budget nuclear power plant construction. This during Atlanta Press Club's debates this week. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more on candidates running to represent East and Southeast Georgia.
Republican Jody Heiss, who represents Georgia's 10th district, says Vogtle is critically important for the country.
But I don't think at this point I would be willing to go down the line of raising taxes.
His opponent, Democrat Tabitha Johnson-Green, agreed, saying Georgia needs to invest more into different energy sources. In the 12th district, incumbent Republican Rick Allen also said he would not raise taxes to pay for it, but is glad things are moving forward.
I applaud Southern Company and their partners for continuing the construction.
Election Day is November 6th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says the world's largest asset management firm will open a new innovation center in Atlanta. The move by BlackRock will create roughly 1,000 jobs. A statement from Governor Deal's office did not say where in the city the complex would be located. BlackRock Chief Operating Officer Rob Goldstein says in the statement, Atlanta was chosen for its skilled and diverse talent pool and high quality of life. A former Atlanta city employee faces a new bribery indictment. The charge filed in Atlanta this week alleges Mitzi Bickers tried to bribe her way into city contracts in Jackson, Mississippi in 2014 and 2015. No Jackson officials were charged. Bickers has pleaded not guilty to previous charges of accepting payments to steer lucrative Atlanta city contracts to two contractors. Bickers' attorney said today she will plead not guilty to the new charge. Drilling off Georgia's coast came up in last night's debate between candidates for Georgia's first congressional district. GPB's Cindy Hill reports from Savannah.
Before an audience of hundreds, Republican incumbent Buddy Carter and his challenger, Democrat and first-time candidate Lisa Ring, shared the opinion that violence against women was wrong. But that's the only issue they agreed on. The two shared vastly different opinions on health care, Social Security, the rights of women, people of color, and the LGBTQ community. They also disagreed on whether drilling for oil on Georgia's coast would be good for the state.
I believe that at a time that we should be moving to 100% renewable, sustainable energy sources, beginning to drill off our coast for the first time ever is irresponsible.
I want to know what's out there. I think it's irresponsible of us not to know what's out there.
Coastal voters will decide who will represent them in the November 6th election. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.